News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. By the way, if you find yourself getting kind of outside of our overly broad range for AM, FM capabilities here at WVNN, and like I say, that means you're pretty much out of North Alabama, South Tennessee, just know that don't matter. You can take us anywhere you go, all right? People take us on vacation. They call in from out of state for the show. We got people that give me comments on social media and emails and all that from the furthest reaches, and I mean way outside of our AM/FM, because they all stream it online. Just go to rightsideradio.org, rightsideradio.org. Click on Listen Live, and no matter where you is, there we is. So, folks, that's why we got such a broad audience, and I'm loving it. So thank you for that. Copper, by the way, the name of that last bit that I just did, my right side way for the day, go ahead and call that one Leading From Behind Again. That's what we're going to call that, Leading From Behind Again. I got some breaking news, and I've got to jump on this. So three pieces of breaking news that are substantial, all right? Not the least of which came out just in the last hour. Attorney General Steve Marshall wins a nationwide injunction against Biden's federal contractor vaccine mandate. I already had one federal contractor just text me with a whoop whoop. He knows for a fact that what this means is literally in the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of Georgia, the case that Marshall was helping lead along with a number of other states against the version of the mandates that deals with defense contractors or government contractors. Well, that has now been enjoined on a nationwide level, apparently, just today. So all you folks out there in the defense contracting industry or working at Redstone, it doesn't matter what you do, anything from IT work to building missiles to sweeping floors, it doesn't matter. If you're providing services for the government and you've been dealing with the vaccine mandates, just know this. That has apparently been enjoined. First victory in court on that one that I've seen, but certainly on a nationwide level. So, you know, we are thankful for having an attorney general like Steve Marshall who will get in the fray and not sit back and just watch things happen to his people. So, yeah, that's big doings. 3 o'clock today, Matt Clark from the Center for Law and Liberty, who has been fighting back on some of this stuff too, is going to call in and talk about that plus some other developments in the United Launch Alliance case. So I'll tell you about that with Matt at the top of the hour. That's breaking news number one. Number two. So our embattled correction system in the state of Alabama, Alabama Corrections Commissioner Jeff Dunn. I know Jeff Dunn personally. I think a lot of him as a person. Even Governor Ivey says he's had a thankless job for 7 years. But Commissioner Dunn stepped down today. He'll be leaving his job actually at the end of the month, but he tendered his resignation publicly today. And the governor has already appointed a guy named John Hamm, who I also know. John Hamm's a great guy. John Hamm has been the deputy secretary for the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency, ALEA, state troopers and all, for a number of years. Well, Dunn is leaving, like I said, after 7 years. His tenure, you know, starting off, things were looking up because he was helping reduce prison overcrowding. The legislature was working with him on sentencing guidelines, even when I was in office. Trying to reduce some of that overcrowding because we were at almost like 185% capacity, which is massive. And then he also, you know, was there until we got the new legislative prison plan they passed in a special session this year. But he's leaving. And so, you know, I don't know what. Now, Commissioner Dunn, by the way, is a retired Air Force pilot. He's already had two careers now. So I don't know, you know, what precipitated his stepping down, and he's literally earned the right to be retired, but he's also leaving behind a job that I don't know why anybody would want it. So God bless John Hamm. John Hamm's a good dude. So John, blessings on you. We'll try and get hold of John Hamm sometime soon and get him in here for a talk. Last piece of breaking news before I run out of time on this segment. It's official. Linda Blanchard did announce today that she is indeed running for governor. So 1819 News is reporting that Tuesday, Lindy Blanchard announced that she will indeed run for governor of Alabama. She held an event at the Barrett Civic Room in Wetumpka. She announced her candidacy back in, February, I believe it was, to run for the U.S. Senate to replace Richard Shelby, who's retiring. Blanchard will now, though, according to the press release, suspend her Senate campaign to pursue the office of governor. The closing comment in the article is very interesting. It says there are media reports that former President Donald Trump will endorse Blanchard's bid for governor. That's going to be interesting, because if he does, it's going to draw all kinds of speculation that that Trump chose to get into a race because Governor Ivey is been bucking him behind closed doors. So I don't know. I mean, you've also got pictures of Governor Ivey with Trump, but nonetheless, we'll see. Now, she was definitely favored by Trump in some ways, but she also didn't get his endorsement for the U.S. Senate. The question now is, can she be an executive? Can she lead from the office of governor? And will she get the endorsement of President Trump? Breaking news number three, Linda Blanchard is in the race with Tim James, Governor Ivey, and several others. Dean Odle, Stacey George, and maybe Jim Ziegler. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Going to come back and talk about Russia, because we're on Russia Watch. We'll be right back.